Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, August 5th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to take a few moments and share a portion from God's Word with you. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today again we want to encourage you with a message titled God's Reliable Love. Simple scripture text from 1 John 4, verse 16.
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us.
We have two older vehicles, a 98 Toyota Camry and a 99 Chrysler Town & Country minivan. We purchased both used, the Camry in 2001 and the Town & Country in 2004. They're both getting up there in age and miles, which causes me to chuckle when I consider that many later model vehicles are now being reckoned as clunkers. But we've tried to keep them well-maintained, and they have blessed us with safe transportation and reliability.
The dictionary defines reliability as dependability or trustworthiness. The reliable object consistently functions as designed. The reliable person can be counted on because he is trustworthy.
Both people and machines can be reliable or unreliable. We have a friend that's dealing with an unreliable contractor, which is causing him and his wife a great deal of frustration. Years ago, we had a car that had some type of engine problem, actually caused by the dealer in a recall, as I recall. It would stall out when climbing a hill. Well, since we lived in the mountains in northern Pennsylvania at the time, this unreliable engine became a great source of aggravation to us.
Being a reliable person includes dependability, consistency, and faithfulness. When something or someone is reliable, we generally take that quality for granted. But when dealing with unreliability, that faulty trait quickly rises to the surface. In our interface with both people and machines, reliability is necessary and is a genuine blessing.
Today's scripture text is a wonderful verse to memorize and hide deep in our hearts. Again, it simply states,
and so we know and rely on the love God has for us.
What a tremendous blessing that we can know and rely on God's love. God's love is absolutely reliable. Sometimes it is very evident to me, and at other times it is an invisible expression. Sometimes I would like to see him do things differently, and there are times I even give him ideas on how to do it. But there is a deep, abiding assurance as we come to regularly rely upon his steadfast, unconditional love.
Perhaps you've seen the photo that's on the internet. We feature that today. Maybe it's computer design, but it's that of a huge iceberg. Only the tip is showing above the water. It's a good illustration of the love of God. Those of us in Christ know God's love and realize it is so immense that it is beyond measure. As our faith grows, we draw even closer to Him and we have an even greater sense of God's love. However, I suspect that we really still just see the tip of His love. Even though there is so much about God's love that I see and may think I understand, I really suspect that there's a whole lot I fail to see or comprehend.
Do you know God's love today? Are you relying, that is, trusting, believing, depending on that love? A.W. Tozer wrote many years ago, God's love is measureless. It is more. It is boundless. It has no bounds because it is not a thing but a facet of the essential nature of God. His love is something He is, and because He is infinite, that love can enfold the whole created world in itself and have room for 10,000 times 10,000 worlds beside. End quote.
Let's pray together. Father, we know Your love because You first loved us. You gave Your one and only Son to die for our sins so that we would not perish but spend eternity in heaven with You. As our roots grow down into Your love, we gain strength, understanding, and maturity. Though we can't grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, we can respond in love to you. Just as we rely on the love you have for us, may you find our love consistent and reliable. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for his reliable love today. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, August 5th, 2009. We do have a couple of photos on the site today. One is a photo of some young people who are providing a VBS for the children of our little country church we have a part-time interim role in Mastersonville, Pennsylvania. I was over tonight and snapped their photo. In the body of the message, Brooke Seen did refer to the iceberg picture, and I really think it's probably something a computer generated rather than a photo. It's amazing what computers can do, but I understand it is accurate regarding the massive portion of the iceberg that is below the surface. The main photo we have today on the site was taken by our friend Nancy Martin of a cloud she took just a couple of days ago right above their farm here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And on that photo, I have pasted the daily text. We do have a couple songs we recommend today. One is a great song written in the last, maybe 10 years, Brooke Seen, 15. It's called How Deep the Father's Love for Us. A beautiful video version is available. And then a hymn classic, the great hymn, The Love of God. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God grant you encouragement and that assurance that you may know and rely on the love God has for you.